Superpowers are real. When taking your first steps into philosophy, or philosophia, or love of wisdom, you will discover a very strange reversal indeed, where the great thinkers abandon gods and kings and stop being servants. They begin rising on their own, often from very dark places in human history. Once we begin inheriting wisdom from books and stories, we stop looking outside of ourselves or to heavens for miracles, and begin expanding ourselves inside out with things that can only be described as superpowers. Young people, especially those who are wronged, have a predisposition for rapidly inheriting lifetimes of wisdom from books. Young people who are still growing have a tendency to ask, "Who would I need to be to write like this?" And that makes a world of difference when trying to comprehend a book. All philosophers really care for is correctly transporting their hard-won wisdom well into the future and into as many lives as it is possible. Philosophers, contemplatives, intellectuals, the wise, the immortal, just want to make friends across time. And young people, by asking, "Who would I need to be to speak and think like that?" resurrect the spirits and minds of philosophers that have been kept still in books. And superpowers are just the first step. What can be simpler than just listening to narrated books, especially on beautiful woodland adventures? The hard part is having the courage to continue rising, to never falling and never staying down for long, and living up to the lessons that we hold dear. To rise as worthy, to retain our friendships with all the history's philosophers. Finally, superpowers do matter. The future will drag its feet without us having them. A better future can only be achieved by shifting our cultures towards inheritance of wisdom from non-fiction and adventure books, especially those that describe lives well lived. Lives that are spent well and adventures that transcend time create books that help to kindle that inner force in us, the force that grants us all that unbreakability and joy for life and wisdom and greatness. We must start reminding the little ones that to grow up means to grow all the way up until they become great beings. And we have to ask them to guard nature, the good future, the idea of lasting world peace and world wisdom and authenticity and gentle dedes that make for gentle women and gentlemen who are ennobled by a lifetime of goodness. Superpowers are as old as humanity. They are inherited from stories of lives lived beautifully and wisely. It does take many books to discover all the precious ones, especially the ones that change the life ahead of us for better. So get to your library, where wisdom is always free, as soon as you can. Begin listening to well-narrated books without delay. Superpowers are real, and they are your right, and your greatness, and your wisdom, and your might.